How we doing? Hot, excited, got another opportunity. Guys went out, worked hard today in the heat, and you know, as we start the preparation for Cincinnati this week. So what do you guys have today?
Miles, we saw Miles still on the bike. What are his chances this week?
It's close. I think there's a chance he'll practice this week, you know, 4 weeks out. So we'll see where we are after that.
Do you have any update then on Jamie Collins? And he's still
Jamie's still in concussion protocol. So we'll keep working that. And obviously, there's a process to that. So we'll keep monitoring it.
Think about priorities. We've been talking about him a lot. He's never played in a real game yet. So he needs more than a 2 or 3 days of practice, doesn't he, to get in there?
No, he just needs to practice. I mean, he might not, if he is able to play, we might not play him the whole game. So we'll see how that unfolds, you know, if he's able to go. We'll find out more as we go through the week.
From the standpoint, Zeidler is the next Bengal and is one of your key guys now. How's he doing?
Kevin Zeidler? He's doing good. Glad he's here. He's done a good job of shoring up some things on the right side of our line, and I think he's played well. Again, we just we got to keep working and doing the things that we're doing. But Kevin's done a good job.
If you were Jabril, do you think he's still adjusting to that role, playing that defense, to go back to kind of be closer to the line when he's a machine?
I think he's done a good job. You know, obviously, there's always a player too you wish you had back. But I think Jabril has done more than what people expect he would do back there. I think he's been. Like I said, I think he's done a good job. I think, obviously, he is probably more comfortable around the ball because that's where he played. But I think he would tell you that he loves being back there seeing everything so that he can react and get to it.
He said he couldn't sleep for a couple of days because of a couple of plays he missed. Mm-hmm. What does that say about him?
That's the kind of players we want. You know, we want guys that it burns in their gut when things don't happen the way they think it should. You know, and I guarantee you that won't happen to him very much more. So, again, that's an experience for him.
I think it's almost to his totals from last year and 3 weeks. What difference have you seen from year one to two with him, and why is he getting open? He seems like he's open often.
Well, you just said it. I think it's year two. You know, young player as a rookie, second year in the league, understand the National Football League, understand his surroundings, understand the offense, know what's expected from him. And I said before, he's striving. I think he's a good player on our offensive football team.
Perfect coming back to them this week, and you know him. I mean, what having had to have served a suspension, you think he's going to have a little extra orneriness?
No, absolutely. He's just ornery anyway. You know, that's just who he is. I mean, he's a good player. He's tough. He loves football. You know, he's kind of the straw that stirs the drink for their defense. So they have a good defense, and he'll just make it better. You know, but he's a really good player, really fine player.
Can you get under his skin and draw?
I probably can. A lot of other people probably can't, but I can. But it's not about getting under his skin. I'd rather keep that animal under control, okay?
And getting penalties, you know.
He used to do that in college. I think he's learned the way of the world right now. I know he's done it in National Football League too, but I think, sometimes people give Vontaze a bad reputation. I mean, obviously his reputation has preceded him by some things he's done, but he's the type of football player you want. You know, he plays a game with everything he has, and every now and then he's right on the line. And obviously, in the National Football League, you get in trouble for going across the line. So, but he plays it like you want it played. He's a good player.
I mean, go ahead. You say that even with what happened in that playoff game?
And that's over and done with. You know, it is what it is. It's over and done with, and they've moved on. I've moved on, and here we go.
You think just not him specifically, but some guys with that reputation. Do you think they sometimes are unfairly penalized?
Well, I hope he gets penalized in our game if that's what happens, if that's what you're saying. But, no, I'm going to say it again, and Vontaze know how I feel about him as a player. He is he's a fine linebacker as I've been around. He's a tremendous football player and a heck of a person and a heck of a teammate. So he's a really good player. That's just what he is. And he plays the game the way you would want any linebacker in this league to play it.
Going back and looking at Jordan Leslie's catch, what did you think of that?
I thought it was phenomenal. Should have made Sports Center. Yeah, it's me. I mean, what a one-handed grab that took us down to the 2-yard line that led it to a score. So, I mean, again, these guys are coming in here and making plays, and that's what we want our receivers to do. So I thought that was a tremendous play by him.
When you see a guy come in like that, and that was his one target, and he made such a you know, capitalize on it in such a tremendous way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's a, you know, arrows up for him and possibility for more involvement?
We'll see. I mean, obviously, I mean, that wasn't the only time we targeted him. It's just the only time the ball ended up going there. So sometimes you target guys, the ball just don't make it over there for different reasons. So if a guy's out here and he's dressed and he's on our 46 and they're out there, they're going to have an opportunity to go in and compete and help us. So, and that's what he did last week.
You talk about the chemistry between Dalton and A.J. Green. You are obviously a big part of that.
Oh, yeah. They obviously, they came in together, so they know each other extremely well. They've grown up in this league together, been through a lot, have had a lot of success together. And they're still one of the better combinations in football, you know, Andy and A.J.
As a window into Andy Dalton, what was clicking for him that season when he had the really good record with you before he went down with that injury?
No, he was playing lights out. I mean, he learned the system, knew how to play within the system, knew how to distribute the ball and where to get it to. And, he was just playing extremely well.
Kenny was on the point when we were out there. Is he going to practice this week?
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
With in Indianapolis, Garrett and Collins were both out, and they both were expected to provide a lot of pass rush for you. What can you do, or what can you say about the pass rush through three games?
Obviously, we would love to get more pressure than what we've had. But again, we understand this is the National Football League. We got to coach the guys that are healthy and available and out there playing. So do we want more pass rush? Yes, anybody would. But we got to take what we have and make the most of it. And I think Greg's done an outstanding job of putting guys in position to try to make plays. Now, we got to make those plays. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But I think our defense is fighting extremely hard and playing well as they can. And we just got to do some things better and tighten up some things, and we'll go from there.
When Antonio Brown had his big game, you said we're going to face other really good receivers in mm-hmm. this division. We've got to figure out how to limit them. And I know you just talked a little bit about Dalton and AJ,
right.
But what can you do? Because Hilton just had a big game. What can defense do to keep those monster games from happening?
Right, we got to slow them down. I mean, it's just that simple. I mean, Antonio's was different than T.Y. Hilton's, you know, and our goal is to make A.J. Green's different than those three. And when I say that, make it better. Again, it's still early in the season. We're learning things about our guys. They're learning things about how we do things. We got to do it better, and they'll be the first to tell you that. So, again, we have another really good receiver walking in here this weekend, and our goal is we got to slow him down. It's just that simple, and I think that's what we're going to set out to do.
Defensively played really well in the second half of all three games. They mm-hmm. gave up 13 points. What are you doing better in the second half? Is it just adjustments, or why do you think the disparity?
I think it's adjustments. You just said it. I think we see what offenses are trying to do to us, and we're able to, you know, again, make those adjustments to slow that down. It's no different on offense. I mean, it's the same thing. We start slow, and then all of a sudden we pick it up in the second half. We make the adjustments. We got to start faster on both sides of the ball, you know, and hopefully that'll help us, you know, attain the goal that we're chasing, which is winning.
How much do you attribute that to having a young team? Maybe it takes them longer to adjust to go from watching the film to watching the live action.
You know, I'm not going to make an excuse. I think you guys know me well enough. I put that square on myself and our staff. You know, we got to do everything we can to put them in the best possible positions to have success. And we truly believe we're doing that. But we have to go back and look and make sure that everything we're doing is for success of our players. And I know we do. And sometimes it just don't go your way. I think we know that, you know. And then you make the adjustments, and then here you come. But trust me, if we can flip second halves for first halves, we'll do that any day, you know. But keep the second halves that we've been having. So we'll continue to work through it.